Welcome back. This is National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Mattson. Do you remember a few years ago when somebody thought they had spotted this giant woodpecker down in Arkansas, a bird that we long thought was extinct, and now there is some hint that maybe it's not extinct. It's still in the woods. Nobody's been able to actually follow up on that sighting and get a really good picture and proof. But a similar story has occurred about the northern bald ibis, a bird thought extinct. But this one, we now have proof it's still around. Gianluca Serra is a National Geographic grantee who found the bird and is doing research to make sure that it stays with us. Welcome to the show, Gianluca.
Hello.
And how did you find the bird that nobody thought existed anymore?
I was involved in an international UN project at that time in 2002, and we were undertaking some wildlife surveys in the Syrian desert. And then we after research and asking people, we managed to find this bird, and it was an unexpected discovery, of course. It was believed as extinct from the whole Eurasia 20 years ago. And from Syria, even more than 70 years before.
Since people thought for 70 years it had been missing from Syria, there must not have been many left if it hadn't been seen enough that they thought it was no longer around. How many did you find?
Well, we found only seven. But these seven are very important because they are the last survivors of the eastern subpopulation of this species, which is a migratory population. It was known that there is another subpopulation in Morocco, and that's the western population of the species, only 100 pairs left, and that subpopulation is resident. So the one found in Syria is unique in the world because it's migratory. And the species as a whole, the colony Morocco and the seven in Syria, make a species which is critically endangered, as it is listed in the IUCN Red List.
If there's only seven, you say, left in Syrian desert, the northern bald ibis, is that enough? Is seven enough to keep a population alive?
Well, it's it's a very difficult and very challenging task, the one that we try to carry on. But I think it is worth. And there are many partners in this challenge, and there are international conservation organizations like the IUCN and RSPB, and then a number of national NGOs and government bodies, among which special mention is due to the Syrian First Lady, Mrs. Asma al-Assad, who was very instrumental for our work in Syria. So we are all together trying to make a miracle.
I guess it would be a miracle if you could save a species that's down to its last seven. And why this bird goes way back in history. This was a bird depicted in hieroglyphics by the Egyptians. Is that right?
Exactly. And this is an evidence of the symbolic value of this bird in the region. It is also we managed to make this bird as a flagship for the conservation movement in the Middle East. And also it is a symbol of the desertification of the Syrian steppe, which is causing a lot of socioeconomic troubles to the people.
And now to also protecting this bird, part of the problem is it's a migratory bird, so it goes through several countries, and you're not exactly sure where it goes.
Well, actually, we managed to discover the migratory route in 2006, also thanks to the first research grant given by the National Geographic. And so we know the migratory route, and we know where they spend their winter time. They visit eight countries twice a year, and this makes the project very challenging. In fact, it is much easier, of course, to try to rescue a species of resident birds starting from few individuals, but a migratory bird starting from few individuals is very difficult. It was actually achieved successfully in the U.S. with the whooping crane, which was migrating through from Texas to Canada. But our birds, they just passed eight countries, developing countries, every year. So very, very difficult and challenging.
And I'm sure there are people out hunting birds that don't even realize the significance of this particular species. They just assume it's another ibis.
Well, that's correct. I mean, the main reason for the decline of this colony, we have understood only recently, is the staggering 80% mortality of immature birds during the first years before they return to the breeding colony. Now, thanks to the second grant of the National Geographic and satellite tracking, and also thanks to the support of the Syrian First Lady and the Turkish First Lady, we managed to discover that the hunting in the Eastern Arabian Peninsula is most likely the number one cause for the decline of the population. We had a smoking evidence. One of our target birds was actually killed on the very first day of the migration.
So you now know what's happening to the bird, the big challenge ahead, keeping it alive, but at least you know where it's going and where you need to put up the protection. So you've made progress, but a lot of work lies ahead.
Yeah. Now we have a little hope also because we managed to have a supplementation test last year by reinforcing the wild colony with the chicks born in captivity in Turkey belonging to the same genetic stock. And this was successful. It was an attempt for the first time. And so, we have big worries, but still there are some hopes. And, we are determined not to surrender.
Gianluca Serra is a National Geographic grantee working to save the northern bald ibis. And if you think it's an impossible task, just remember the story of the whooping crane, which was down to about 25 birds and is now being successfully brought back. So there is hope. Thanks very much for giving us the story.
You're welcome.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about, I'll just say it, weird cuisine, oddball dishes from around the planet and things that you might eat when traveling the world. And I started thinking about some of the unusual items that I have consumed and realized that the thing that gave me the biggest problem was not the unusual, but the most common, simple, seemingly safe dish possible. What did I eat and what happened? The story when we return here on National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Matson.